Join us at Presque Isle Downs for our two biggest days of racing. Sunday, September 16th, the $200,000 Presque Isle Mile. Monday, September 17th, the Grade II $400,000 Presque Isle Masters. North America's top filly and mare sprinters compete in the Premier Breeders' Cup Prep Race. Free Presque Isle Masters hats for the first 1,000 fans. Free t-shirts each night for the first 500 fans. September 16th and 17th, Presque Isle Downs, Erie, Pennsylvania. For more, go to PresqueIsleDowns.com.
Why is accreditation important in aftercare? The Thoroughbred Aftercare Alliance's standard of accreditation and grant process provide donors with confidence that their contributions are allocated in the most effective manner. TAA accreditation is only awarded after a complete review of an organization. Aftercare cannot be an afterthought for the industry. To learn more or support the TAA's mission, visit thoroughbredaftercare.org.
Do you want unlimited access to handicapping without exorbitant prices? Then BrizNet.com has you covered with a variety of plans for past performances, pedigree, and raw data. The BrizNet.com Performance Plan offers unlimited PDF past performances for just $75 per month and is available at BrizNet.com/PP. American Produce Records Online puts the pedigrees of nearly 1 million dams and more than 2 million foals at your fingertips, plus sire stats, for only $275 per year, and is available at BrizNet.com/APR. The BrizNet.com data plan offers unlimited access to race day data files, perfect for handicappers with their own database or to plug into other people's programs. The data plan is just $125 per month. Visit BrizNet.com for all this information and more, and discover why BrizNet.com is the handicapper's edge.
Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving paperless revolution. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for owners and other vendors who can pay through Horsebills.com for just 50 cents. Turn hours of work into minutes with our easy-to-use site. Have our team take over your bookkeeping or continue to do it yourself and pay only our low monthly subscription fee. Check out our video tutorial on the Horsebills.com YouTube channel and get started today for free. Horsebills.com. Toll-free number 888-938-4643.
Now, back to At the Races with Steve Fick on Sirius XM Radio.
We're back at the races, and boy, Twitter users cannot get enough of Seth Merrow. It's one of the sensations we've ever seen on Twitter. Seth reached, as promised yesterday, I said 100 by noon and 250 by midnight, and absolutely met both goals. Congratulations, everybody. We're not calling Seth Merrow home. You reached the goal, and now he's at 373. It's one of the most stunning introductions to Twitter we've ever seen. Rich Eng joins us from Las Vegas. Rich, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Steve. I saw a note on that, and I must admit I have not followed Seth, but I will as soon as I get off the show today. I'll add another one to his follower list.
I encourage it, and he's tweeting judiciously. I don't think there will be too many wasted tweets. He actually drew attention to this Dave Johnson story. For those that didn't see it, Dave is going after a video game company that basically stole his image and slapped him on the cover of the video game. It's obvious that it's Dave.
Oh my goodness! Are they using his signature call in the race?
I don't know about that. If they're down the stretch, they come. I don't know if that's involved, but wait till you see the picture that Seth put out. It's here, I'll retweet it. It's unbelievable.
I want to see this.
You'll love it. It's hysterical. Seth's got a picture from the Meadowlands, and then it's juxtaposed with the cartoon image, you know, the digital image, and it's obvious that they stole Dave's down to the hairline, and it's unbelievable without his permission. Pretty funny.
Oh my goodness! Well, we all love Dave, and but he's got to protect his copyrights because, you know, he's done so many great things in the business, and if someone's trying to take advantage of him, it's only right that he stands up and defends himself.
I agree. Wait, I just retweeted it. Wait till you see it. And then follow Seth Merrow, too. Seth Merrow, number two. And Seth will have 500, I think, by the end of today. It's one of the most remarkable Twitter introductions ever. Let's talk a little racing, Rich, just a couple of minutes. Julie Crone is going to join us next. She's on her way to Saratoga for another honor in her storied career. A beautiful bronze is going to be unveiled at the museum, and it's always fun to check in with Julie. But some action today. Saratoga, we got a $47,000 carryover, pick six, and some things at Del Mar. Kind of a meat and potatoes Thursday card, actually, at Del Mar today, after a nice steak run yesterday.
I want to tip my cap to the racing office at Del Mar, because they have done a great job this year keeping the field sizes up, not only on turf, but on dirt, too. And I think it's led to, you know, increased handles, because people love bigger fields. So, you know, whatever magic they were able to do this year for this meet, I congratulate them for getting those field sizes up.
Yeah, no, there's actually a piece, Jeff Nahill in the San Diego paper, I saw it at Equidaily, talking about the ship and wind trainers that have come to town, and Jeff talked to Jimmy DeVito and Todd Fincher, and they both have found the competition tough. They've won races, but they have found it challenging. Jimmy DeVito, who certainly knows the California scene, the really nice piece by Nahill, if you didn't see it, and talking about, you know, the out-of-towners coming in. That contributes, obviously, to what David Jerkins has been doing. It's been a good meet at Del Mar.
Yeah, that's very good. You know, that ship and win offer is pretty generous, and, you know, it helps defray the cost of these people coming out. Obviously, the expenses, you know, being around Southern California can add up pretty quickly. So whatever they can do to help lower the expenses and give these outfits a shot to at least break even, that's pretty good.
Well, help players break even. How about a couple of plays, whatever you got at Saratoga, Rich, and something at Del Mar as well for today?
Well, I tell you what, let me give one horse at Saratoga, and a lot of it has to do with I am such a big fan of Graham Motion that I absolutely want him to get off the duck and get a win today. But in the opener, if you take a look, it's only a maiden claiming 40, but he's dropping a colt in for 40,000 from 75, and it's the number four Top Czar, and he's also putting blinkers on, and I'm convinced part of the strategy is to get Graham a victory up there, a well-deserved victory, even if it's not a stakes race. You know, a win's a win. So I think Top Czar is well meant to try to get Graham his first win of the meet. He's 3-1 in the morning line. As far as maybe a couple of spots at Del Mar, I think the first one that I'll take a look at is in race number 4. It's actually a wide open grass race and kind of fraught with danger, but the horse that I like a lot is the number 8, Souter, who I thought made a premature move last time back on July 25th. Kenta Sarmo's back for the ride, and I think he'll use that knowledge that he gained from last time to maybe time the move just a little bit better this time. But this horse made a huge move and just got caught right at the end. But I think this is a logical type of winner. in the fourth race. And then maybe let's go to race number seven, which is the feature today at Del Mar, and a horse who may have a similar running style to Souder, basically sitting mid-pack and then making a big move in the lane. It's a mile and 16th on the grass, but maybe the number five horse, Camino del Paraiso. For those who've been watching the Del Mar signal, it's been a tough summer for Rafael Bejarano, but if you followed him throughout the season, I think the last few days he's really been picking up, not only mentally sharp, but success breeds success, and he's starting to get on more live horses again. He lost a lot of his clients, and it's been difficult for him to get them back, but I think they know Rafael Bejarano is one of the top jockeys in Southern California, and he'll get that business back. So this is a horse that he has a chance to ride in Bejarano style, basically being patient early and then finding a way to get home late. Kind of like a similar ride to Vexatious yesterday at the stakes, Steve, if you're the listeners had a chance to watch that, or if they haven't, they should watch the replay. But it was a real masterpiece, a real maestro ride by Bejarano. Even though it was a four-horse field, he was just so brilliant in just saving ground, being patient, and then he was able to beat the big chalk in a stretch run. But as far as today, let's go for the five, Camino del Paraiso, as the second Del Mar horse that I like to see.
Very nice. Well, I appreciate it. And, of course, Rich Eng, everybody, Rich Eng for Pro Pick on Twitter, and go to racedaylasvegas.com and Rich's Southern California analysis there for you. And Rich, Pacific Classic, of course, on Saturday. So big card, three big stakes, and look forward to your opinions on Saturday. Good luck this weekend.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. And before I sign off and you welcome Julie, I want to congratulate you, because I know that when I was voting as a member of the National Turf Writers and Broadcasters, Mr. Steve Bick is up for an award, and I checked off your box, Steve, and I hope others check off your box, because you are well-deserved for what you do in this business. You've been a great force for really moving things forward, and congratulations on just being nominated. You do a great job, Steve.
That's very kind, Rich. I appreciate it. And, of course, any of the three that are on that list are more than deserving, obviously, when I'm just even being in with Donna Brothers and Mike Battaglia is an honor enough. So, but thank you.
Yeah, good folks there too. But it's impossible to split a vote three ways. But
exactly.
But good luck to you.
I appreciate it, Rich Eng, folks. Always fun. Let's take our last break. We'll come right back, and we'll spend the last 15 this morning with Julie Crone, who's on her way back to Saratoga. And Julie, whose time these days really devoted to helping off the track thoroughbreds. Big part of her work, and of course there's the Women in Racing symposium that I think she's a part of as well. So visit with Julie, and she'll be feted on Saturday night at the hall with the unveiling of this bronze. Joins us next at the races. Beautiful, sunny, breezy day. Breezy. Welcome here after yesterday. Yesterday was hot. So nice day at the track today. Make sure you come out. Tomorrow, not so good, it looks like. Looks like we're going to hit rain tomorrow. But Alabama Day, one of my favorite days at the racetrack every year on Saturday. Back after this.
The latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio. Join us at Presque Isle Downs for our two biggest days of racing. Sunday, September 16th, the $200,000 Presque Isle Mile. Monday, September 17th, the Grade II $400,000 Presque Isle Masters. North America's top filly and mare sprinters compete in the Premier Breeders' Cup Prep Race. Free Presque Isle Masters hats for the first 1,000 fans. Free T-shirts each night for the first 500 fans. September 16th and 17th, Presque Isle Downs, Erie, Pennsylvania. For more, go to PresqueIsleDowns.com.
Why is accreditation important in aftercare? The Thoroughbred Aftercare Alliance's standard of accreditation and grant process provide donors with confidence that their contributions are allocated in the most effective manner. DAA accreditation is only awarded after a complete review of an organization. Aftercare cannot be an afterthought for the industry. To learn more or support the TAA's mission, visit thoroughbredaftercare.org.
Do you want unlimited access to handicapping without exorbitant prices? Then BridgeNet.com has you covered with a variety of plans for past performances, pedigree, and raw data. The BridgeNet.com Performance Plan offers unlimited PDF past performances for just $75 per month and is available at BridgeNet.com/PP. American Produce Records Online puts the pedigrees of nearly 1 million dams and more than 2 million foals at your fingertips, plus sire stats, for only $275 per year, and is available at BridgeNet.com/APR. The BridgeNet.com data plan offers unlimited access to race day data files, perfect for handicappers with their own database or to plug into other people's programs. The data plan is just $125 per month. Visit BridgeNet.com for all this information and more, and discover why BridgeNet.com is the handicapper's edge.
HorseBills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, paperless revolution. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for owners and other vendors who can pay through HorseBills.com for just 50 cents. Turn hours of work into minutes with our easy-to-use site. Have our team take over your bookkeeping or continue to do it yourself and pay only our low monthly subscription fee. Check out our video tutorial on the HorseBills.com YouTube channel and get started today for free. HorseBills.com. Toll-free number 888-9
Now, back to At the Races with Steve Vick on Sirius XM Radio.
We're back at the races, 15 minutes to noon. Get the race day going. HRRN will pick up the ball at 3 and bring you lots of action. And Saratoga, Del Mar among them, and much more. And right now, happy to always welcome Julie Crone to the airwaves. She's on her way to Saratoga again to the Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame can't get enough Julie Crone. Neither can the fans. Julie, good morning.
And I can't get enough of Saratoga, the Hall of Fame, or the Saratoga fans either.
Well, you've had a... This has been a special year, hasn't it, with the Colonial Affair celebration?
Yes, it has. It's been really fun going back to the track and touching base with people and sharing. And, you know, it's a big family kind of, you know. I'm really looking forward to spending the time at Saratoga and sharing it with my daughter, Lorelai, that is just coming off of one of her... features. She got to be Jane Banks in our Carlsbad Community Theater play this summer. So we have had a wild, crazy summer doing all the things that we love the most, and I can't wait to share Saratoga with her.
Well, that means she was in Mary Poppins, obviously.
Exactly. She was in Mary Poppins as Jane Banks. Yep, we had a great summer, and I did the costumes.
How cute. You could have played, you almost could have played Michael. You.
Well, she is taller than me now, but not that much taller. Michael is played by an adorable kid that actually ended up being our neighbor. And out of all the kids that auditioned, Lolo and him were Flounder and Ariel in a last play that they did together with school, which is kind of interesting. You know, it's like two little young horses like coming at the top of the stretch and they both hook up again or something, you know. Like, so it was kind of fun that they got to be together again.
Well, you know, it's funny. It's funny you say that. Speaking of horses hooking up, I was talking to Shug yesterday, and you came up because Queena was discussed. And there was the ballerina from 1991, and
yes.
you were on Missy's Mirage for
right.
Chief, and that was a tremendous duel.
Yeah, there's a lot of, Shug has some cool stories, and I got to ride some really nice horses for Shug. I rode Guild and what was the other little filly's name? It won a Grade One stake. Oh, I'm so bad with that. It was in New York in the springtime. But anyway, it was just really fun. He's such a great horseman, and it's so fun to work with him. And like even horses that kind of had like emotional issues with like racing, and was really fun for him to communicate with me and teach me stuff about, like, you know, they can get pretty nervous and stuff sometimes, but they could still race and win. And it was just really fun riding for him. He was what a nice guy and a good horseman.
Oh, absolutely. And we always have fun talking
and
with him.
And thing, I didn't ride her, but to this day is still one of the most beautiful and impressing fillies I've ever seen in my life.
Coming back to Saratoga, and we'll talk about how this whole thing came about with the
with exactly.
the making of the bronze.
It's for the reason, not the season.
How did it come about? There's an artist,
they're unveiling a statue. Hold on one second. Sorry about that. Yes, and it's part of it, and we're gonna. Hold on one second. I was just looking for the. Anyway, yes, and it's we're looking forward to it. And then there's going to be an autograph signing and on the museum on the 19th. And I was just trying to find out all the women in racing who are going to be there. Women in Racing Symposium on August 19th.
Right.
Right. Janet Elliott, Gabby Gaudet. Who else? Rice, Stella Sayer, Linda Rice. What has she ever won, Linda Rice? Only 1,700 races. Chelsea Canty, Charlotte Weber. Yeah, it's going to be quite a panel.
It's tremendous, and everybody looking forward to it. And you got a busy few days. And who reached out to you? How did the casting and the
Hold on one second, okay?
Sure.
Just one second. I'm so sorry. Hold on.
Julie's the greatest. She's it's always an adventure when we get to talk to Julie. You know, and while we wait, she'll be right back. Speaking of autographs, Saturday morning before the race day, we hope you'll come and contribute. You can meet all the trainers, virtually all the trainers.
Okay,
from,
I'm so sorry. I'm back.
That's all right. I'm just mentioning something.
What did you mention?
Well, Dominic Galluzio, the annual pancreatic cancer signing session that comes at this time every year, and Saturday morning there'll be the opportunity for everybody to line up, and you can meet virtually every trainer on the grounds. They always turn out, as
that
we remember Dominic.
What morning is that?
Saturday.
My gosh, that's cool.
Yeah, this has become
for racing to do and share. Saratoga, so they're going to come up with a lot of stuff to bring people closer to racing and understand more about it and stuff, you know?
Well, absolutely. And it's funny that just in a sad coincidence, not only will we have this session on Saturday, but pancreatic cancer is going to be heavily in the news all day today in the wake of Aretha Franklin's passing, because
she's been claimed. Right, and fighting any cancers are important, and early detection and all that, so that's a good thing to have a subject on.
Well, this has become really an annual every summer now, as we remember Dominic, and it's a chance for people to meet the trainers, and I'll give you more information tomorrow. Gary Gullo coordinates it, and it's become one of the special mornings at Saratoga during the summer. Back to you, and
all right, back to me.
The bronze.
So on the night we get there, oh my gosh, and it's so amazing. It's like the most beautiful statue. It has like, and sometimes if I was always kind of a person that wasn't really, I got like kind of, I didn't watch myself on TV, and like I always thought it was funny to hear myself in interviews, and I'm like, oh, I sound like a little kid. So I always thought it, so I don't like things much, but the bronze is really beautiful. Linda Stitson, and they're from Texas. and she has done just a magnificent job. It's so I can't wait for everybody to see it. It's on. It really looks like me, and I really like it a lot, which is kind of funny because I'm normally not like that. I'm kind of like, oh no, I don't like it, or it feels funny. But it's absolutely beautiful, and she did an amazing job. And hopefully, we'll be able to spend a lot of time with them while we're in Saratoga. But that is just the most. It's the most. I'm kind of like. Surreal, kind of. I can't even like put it in words yet or anything. That someone has made something so memorable and so beautiful, and I get to be remembered forever with it. And it's just I'm busting at the seams with the specialness of the situation, and how flattering it is to have somebody be dedicated to the sport and to my career like that, where I have the opportunity to be a bronze statue and be. Unveiled at the Hall of Fame. It's like, what the heck, Linda Stinson? What happened? I'm just thrilled beyond words, you know?
How many of them are cast?
I think there's five. I have one at my house, which was really, really, really hard not to, like, post it and everything and tweet it out. And I sit and read stories to her sometimes. Yeah, it's really kind of cool. It is an absolute masterpiece. The lady is some kind of an artist. She's like, wow.
Well, the unveiling is Saturday night, but there's going to be plenty of opportunity for people to see you and interact.
And come to the museum, right, and walk around and make that part of your racing day. Lorelai and Jay and I, we're really looking forward to having like a little walk about the museum, you know, and have a little quiet time together as a family, and I'm really looking forward to that. We're going to find out where Jay is, because he has like the Joe Hirsch.
That's right.
Joe Hirsch Award section, and counting all his Eclipse Awards and that, so we'd love to visit both my plaque with Lorelai Crone and visit Daddy's section in the Joe Hirsch area.
Has she seen your plaque in the Hall of Fame?
No, she has not. We went to the museum, and it was winter time, and we had a wicked snowstorm. and it was really bad, so we never got into town. We had to stay at the farm because we couldn't drive. And then the other time she was young, and we didn't go because she just wouldn't have remembered it. Like, oh,
well,
yes, and there's a
this will be special.
There's an autograph. I'm so sorry I forgot that. The autograph session in the morning from 12:30 to 1:15. And there's an artist that, Celeste Sussany, and she donated a print to that, too. So that's you get a going away present with that. So that's fun if they come and support that.
And that'll be on Monday?
Yes. Sunday.
Really nice.
August 19th. Sunday, August 19th.
Oh, that's
19th.
Okay. Yeah, I'm losing track of days.
And you can go on the website, the Museum of Racing website, and they'll fill you in on everything, what's going on.
And the Women in Racing piece. And then you're staying, right? You're going to do some. You're going to do some of your work over at the farm, right?
With
the off the tracks.
I am, exactly. Yep. And just spending time in Saratoga more too. I have a lot of friends there I'd love to catch up with, and so that'll be pretty exciting.
Well, Julie, congratulations, and look forward to seeing you on Saturday and Sunday. I've got TV, so I won't be at the get together, but at the museum. But we will welcome you as always back, and we'll see you and Jay and Lorelai. Safe travels.
Always a pleasure.
And for us, Julie Crone and the Women in Racing. Gathering on Sunday, you can. That's actually a wonderful group too. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. But as we leave, I do want to lock in a reminder on Saturday's autograph session and the Lust Garden Foundation is the beneficiary the pancreatic cancer and. Everybody misses Dominic terribly. And now Aretha Franklin. We'll listen to Aretha tomorrow for weekend preview.
and it's going to be a good weekend of racing. It's a good day today, so I'll get the selections up momentarily, at least for the first half of the card. I'll finalize the pick six in a little bit. Best of luck today, and I want to thank Julie Crone for the visit, and Steve Haskin and Tony Black. David Donk. Honk for Donk. Back with you tomorrow for Weekend Preview, HRN at 3 o'clock. Thanks, everybody. Talk tomorrow.
Latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Vick on Sirius XM Radio.
The thoroughbred breeding industry will never be the same with the launch of Daily Racing Form's Buyer-Sire Performance Standings, presented by Darley. These groundbreaking ratings use buyer speed figures to measure a stallion's performance beyond wins and earnings, focusing on providing a measurement of a sire's true ability to produce high-quality horses. View the Buyer-Sire Performance Standings at drf.com/buyer-sire and get the true information that breeds results. That's drf.com/buyer-sire.
Are you on?
University of Arizona Racetrack Industry Program can prepare you for an exciting career in racing. Turn your passion into a paycheck. Nearly 90% of our students are employed in the racing industry immediately upon graduation. What career track are you on? The University of Arizona Racetrack Industry Program. Enroll today and get on track for success. For scholarship opportunities and more, check out our website at ua-rtip.org.
Hi, this is retired race caller Tom Durkin. So, after this year's Derby, I stopped by Top Round Roast Beef on Shelbyville Road in St. Matthews. I got two sandwiches, one for back at the hotel and another for the trip back home to New York. The first one was so good, I had the other one right there. Certified Angus beef, roasted 5 hours, each one made to order. You can taste the difference. Top Round Roast Beef, Shelbyville Road, St. Matthews. Tell them Tom Durkin sent you. Oh, by the way, try the frozen custard too.
Do you ever wonder what happens to your old friends, including the great champions that inspired unforgettable memories, and maybe even let you cash a ticket or two over the years? We even have a former child prodigy.
Here is a superstar. That horse's name is Afternoon Delights, and kept the summer on Afternoon Delights absolutely galloping in the Hollywood Futurities.
These are the champions that help out the horses that might not have won a Grade 1 race, but always tried just as hard. Come visit them all at Old Friends when you're in Kentucky or at our Bobby Frankel division, Old Friends in Saratoga. I know they'll be glad to see you. Go to oldfriendsequine.org or call us at 502-863-1775.
Get started in Kentucky. Over $8 million in additional purse money is available at the five Kentucky tracks for horses eligible for the Kentucky Thoroughbred Development Fund. Kentucky is a good place to race your Kentucky bred. Come home to Kentucky and make a start.